The Breakthrough Edge. I'm Dr. Raquel, and Now Media Television.
Welcome to Be The Breakthrough Edge. I'm Dr. Raquel, and today we're talking about something so many high performers are silently struggling with right now: burnout, chronic stress, and emotional exhaustion. Because behind success, leadership, and achievement, there are countless people who look fine on the outside, but internally they're overwhelmed, depleted, and constantly operating in survival mode. Joining me today is Dr. Megan Parks, certified functional medicine practitioner and owner of Integrated Medical Group. Dr. Megan works with high performers, entrepreneurs, and leaders who are quietly struggling with stress, inflammation, fatigue, hormone imbalance, gut issues, and nervous system overload while trying to keep everything together. What I appreciate about Dr. Megan's work is that she helps people understand the deeper connection between emotional stress, physical health, and sustainable healing. Today, we're talking about what happens when people stop ignoring the signals their body has been trying to send for years. Dr. Megan, welcome to Be The Breakthrough Edge.
Thank you. I love being here.
Good. I love having you here. So, Dr. Megan, what first pulled you toward functional medicine and root cause healing?
I've always been very interested when it comes to the why. Why do I feel this? I've always had to figure out what's going on, those symptoms. I didn't like just, you have a headache, but why do I have a headache? You take this pill, but why did I have it in the first place? So when you dive into functional, it's really finding out the whole. There's so many different parts. We've talked about it before. It's not just the thyroid. It's not just the adrenals. It's not just hormones. It can be a whole different variety of things. And when we just stop and really recognize everything or look into it, like, what is going on? And I believe as women especially, we're very intuitive. We are very aware of what's going on, what's happening, but then we feel like this might be me, or we've been blown off and we've been told it isn't. There's nothing wrong with us. And so instead of seeking the help when we are feeling like this, we're just pushing through. So I like root cause, because it's not just you have this or you have this going on. It's about, why do I have this? Mm-hmm. Why am I feeling? And really understanding, because then that shifts you from just victim to empowerment. And when we're in the empowerment, that's when we can truly make changes and we can truly show up the way we want to be.
Yes, because when you get to the actual core of everything, mm-hmm. you can actually truly heal. Otherwise, you're just doing all surface stuff, right?
Oh, 100%, because you're in that survival mode, mm-hmm. or you're living your life in a way yeah. that you think that that's what it's supposed to be. It's what culture, it's what society tells us, and it's so far off from what we really are going to be thriving. Again, we fall into that burnout. We fall into the more and more. We get into that trap of, we just got to keep pushing through. We're just not mm-hmm. enough. And maybe it's that imposter syndrome that every leader feels, or every person in their life, whether you're even a parent for the first time, like right? it's like you literally go from, I know what I know, to then you realize, gosh, there's so much more that I don't know.
Right.
And I am going to mess this up royally. And then social media today, we have these feeds of the highlight reels. Mm-hmm. We see, the mom who makes this amazing thing or shows up or has it all together and has this picture perfect family while you have a fire burning on your stove. You're like, the laundry's piling up, the kids are screaming at each other, and you're just like eating your whatever at the moment and right. saying, how do I survive? And you feel like you constantly can't measure up.
Right. And that's the thing on like social media. I mean, we only see what people want us to see. So then we're comparing ourselves to their best self, and we're like, but I'm not keeping up with them. And it's just like, but that's their best self. Why don't you show, when you show your best self, I mean, we all do this, right?
Can you imagine showing up with like makeup not on, trash in the thing, right? the sink's overflown, like you look haggard and ragged and stuff. Heck no, that is not, where is my filter? And
right?
so, but it's funny because we recognize that. We know that that to be the truth, but for whatever reason, we think, oh, no, that fake filter, the highlight mm-hmm. reel is what I should be.
Right?
And it's so far, and we're putting this undue pressure on ourselves
Gosh, yeah.
To be something that, one, we're not, it's not authentic, and two, we're not even living on purpose anymore. We go and we have a purpose in mind. We go and we have this passion to help people, a passion to build a successful business, the passion to be this great leader. And here we screw it all up because of this perception. And I don't know about you, but I still remember I didn't want to be a boss. And I did not want to own my own. And it's funny because I've had my own for 18 years. Oh gosh, no. I had no, I was like, I will be there. I will be the best I can be. Do not make me lead other people. I will lead myself. Do not, well, and sometimes that's poor. But I will lead myself. And I think it comes to, we mistake being a leader for a boss.
Oh, that's so true.
And a boss is dictating and telling you this, this, this. And almost, we've all had bad bosses, the critical, and I don't want to be this and stuff like that. And so when we say that, that's where we almost put ourselves in that box. And that's not even us. And so we're trying to be something that we're not.
Right.
We're trying to
be leaders from the inside out, right?
Absolutely. And then it's this imposter syndrome. It's like, this isn't even me. And then somewhere along the way, you don't even recognize that.
Yeah.
You're not proud of it. And you just keep pushing through and you keep burning out all the way. Not even just at work, at home, and everything. You feel like, okay, this isn't even me. Like, if they only knew, what a fake, you know?
Right?
And we all go through this, but on the outside, we have to act like we have it together.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, that goes right into why high achievers are always exhausted, because they put this undue demand and pressure and feeling like they have to perform.
100%.
So how do you speak to performers when they're like that, when you get those high achievers in your office and you're like, okay, well, we got to change. We got to shift. If you really want true healing, we got to shift this. How do you talk to them?
I feel like that's my story. I feel like I'm just looking at them and saying, okay, talk to yourself. This message is for you. I mean, because let's be honest, we're going to attract people who are like us.
Yeah,
you know?
So true.
Absolutely. And I've even, one of my prayers has been, Lord, please bring the people into my life that not only I can help, but both empower me and empower them. Because there are so many phenomenal functional medicine, integrated practice members, very good people out there, very good health coaches that have the same intent in mind. You're going to be attracted to that person that you're supposed to be. You're going to be showing up for that. And so I find the best patient is you. You can, like, I always joke around with some of my patients because they're like, how do you know? Oh my gosh, how did you get this? And it's like, because sadly I've had all of that go to me, you know? I mean, and it's, we can look at different things as, is this a problem or is this an opportunity to grow?
Oh yes, or an opportunity to heal.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And instead of the focusing on the perfectionism of getting it right, you're not going to get it right. You wouldn't expect anybody else to get it right. Why are we doing that to ourselves?
Yeah, why are we so hard on ourselves?
Absolutely. It's because we just feel like, well, it's okay for them. We give grace to everybody else but ourselves.
Right.
And I feel, I always joke around, why do I need enemies when I'm my own worst critic? I mean, you can say about the worst thing that you have possibly imagining, and I guarantee it's not what I've said about my own self. And how sad is that? We would never say that to someone else. We put that stress on ourselves, and then by doing that, we actually create a version of ourselves that's run down, depleted, and is not good for especially us, but everybody around who we are just so much wanting to help. Well, you can't help someone if you can't even help yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's partly why we're here, because this is about the breakthroughs. And this is about breaking through and becoming who you truly want to be. So my philosophy is always about be you. Be who you truly are.
Absolutely.
And I think when you start to learn to be who you truly are as high executives, we start to get more in touch with who we are, and we actually create those boundaries, those safe boundaries that actually help with our healing.
Yes.
And then it's about being true to yourself.
Yes.
Like, are you saying yes to things you really want to say no to?
Yes. Someone said it this way. Every yes that you have is a no to something else.
Yes.
And was that yes really going to build into what you were meant to do here on earth?
Mm-hmm.
Was that, I believe we all have a purpose.
Yes.
And are we living that? And here's the sad thing that I see is, and I feel like this really encompasses everybody. We all go into this we are all excited, whether we're out of school or we're just like, we're passionate. Our heart is in the right place.
Yes.
And then somewhere along the line, we put so much on it. Whether you are a people pleaser and again, the yes person, and you're saying so much, but you're getting silently depleted in the process.
Right.
Or you're a fact person, and you feel like, okay, we hear 10x and do more. And not that I he has good points into that, but yes. Mm-hmm. but it's if we're constantly pushing, constantly not slowing down and listening,
right,
and showing up as the best version of ourselves and healing ourselves, if you don't like you and you're not good with you and you're not proud where you're at, how do you expect to lead other people? And I feel like that's the trap. That's the trap I found myself in. I started out loving myself, liking the person I was. I was very confident. If you don't like me, well, it's your loss because I like me, you know? Sorry, guys. But at the same time, then it got to a point of, okay, I got to be this way. I got to be that way. I got to be that way. And at the end of the day, I didn't like me. And that's really scary because you can't run from you. And if you don't like you, how's anybody else going to?
Right.
So then it becomes this imposter syndrome. But then you're constantly going in a depletion. Your adrenals are stressed out. You feel like someone's constantly chasing you. And you're never catching up. So the burnout just becomes a real reality for almost everybody.
Right. So what I love about this conversation is that it gives people permission to stop seeing burnout as personal weaknesses and start recognizing it as a signal. Because the body is always communicating. And when we come back, I want to go deeper into physical side of stress, hormones, inflammation, gut health, nervous system dysregulation, and why so many people feel disconnected from their own bodies. We'll be right back with more insights to help you break through barriers and move forward with confidence. And we're back. I'm Dr. Raquel, and this is Be the Breakthrough Edge on Now Media Television. Let's continue. Welcome back to Be the Breakthrough Edge. Stay connected to this show and every Now Media favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS, and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, catch the podcast version at www.nowmedia.tv. I'm here with Dr. Megan Parks of Integrated Medical Group, and today we're talking about deeper root causes behind burnout, emotional exhaustion, nervous system overload, and chronic stress. Because so many people are trying to be pushing through their fatigue, anxiety, inflammation, sleep disruption, emotional overwhelm, hormone imbalance, and mental fog without realizing how connected these systems actually are. So Dr. Megan, when someone comes to you exhausted and overwhelmed, where do you begin?
Honestly, I first start at the basics. I have them fill out a questionnaire. I have them fill out different things because here's the thing, we are intuitive. We know. And when you're with a doctor, I mean, even someone you love and trust, the problem is you might have 15 minutes with them. If you're lucky, if like you're in more of a functional space or someone who's really diving mm-hmm. in, now you got a little longer sessions. But if you're not real and you're not open, then it never's gonna come out. And I tell my patients, I don't want just the good. I want to hear the good, the bad, the ugly, because mm-hmm. I cannot help you if not. And I think
if you don't know the whole story, it's kind of hard to help someone, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I just, it is empowering. It's so amazing is when I get this person in front of me and they're real, they're raw. They're literally, what's going on? I'm a psycho. I literally had someone say that. And I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I love you. You're my people. You know, but so many.
Psycho sign up here.
Right? So many times we come in this filter of mm-hmm. I have to show up in a certain way. And then on top of that, what happens is a lot of these people, myself included, we've gone through the system. We've sought help. Mm-hmm. And we've been told, there's nothing wrong with you.
Right.
Labs look normal. There's nothing wrong. And after X amount of people, you know, whether that's 1, 2, 10, 20, you start being like, what is wrong with me? And then it's almost embarrassing or you have shame.
Yep.
You literally feel like, I know in my heart of hearts, something's wrong. I know that I don't feel well. I'm not showing up. Mm-hmm. But what's the point? Because every time I do labs, they tell me it's good. Every time I show up, they say nothing's wrong with me. Every time I go, they make me feel like I'm wasting their time.
Right.
And I feel like that is where most of us come in, and we sort of be open up. We're already looking at it. Oh my gosh, is this person going to look at me like I'm faking something? Is this person going to look at me like I'm wasting their time? And really, what's going to be different? What do they say? The definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. And so we become victims of how our healthcare is set up.
Right.
How, here's a pill, or here's this, or if you don't have anything, deal with it.
Right.
And I feel like when someone is raw and literally telling me, hey, I have zero desire to have sex with my husband, and I'm okay if that happens for the rest of my life. I feel like a psycho. I feel like, my story, I feel like I'm the Hulk on PMS,
right?
You know, and it's like, but to admit that, and I feel like a lot of times people feel judged. We have the fear of judging instead of the hope that someone can help us. So I like people being raw and real, and when they do, it's so much easier, and it's a breath of fresh air, because
right.
It's like, I am not going with what you want me to see of you. I'm going and really figuring out what is truly bothering you. No judgment.
So going on with that, so how do stress, inflammation, hormones, gut health, and sleep become interconnected?
100%. They all are interconnected. Mm-hmm. You know, when your hormones, again, as females, and I think this is where a lot of times they get brushed off. Like, my women would be telling me over and over again, Dr. Megan, I know I'm not feeling good. I've met with my provider. I've met with this. I have begged them to do hormone tests. And they say, no, you're fine. Or you're mm-hmm. still having a period. Or you don't have a period anymore, so you don't need them. Or you've had this. And it's like, well, no. You just don't magically, like, whether you're having a cycle or you're not, you still have hormones.
Exactly.
Whether you have a hysterectomy or not, you still have hormones.
Well, then that's sex hormones that we're kind of referencing.
Yes.
But the thing is, your body has hormones like thyroid and cortisol and ghrelin and leptin and all these different hormones from all the different organs in your body. So you have hormones, and when one goes off, they all go off.
100%. And when you're only focusing on this, if you leave it bad mm-hmm. for too long, that's going to cause this other thing to destroy.
Right.
And so
you got to look at everything, right?
Absolutely. And then when we talk inflammation, where am I getting the inflammation? Mm-hmm. Am I getting it from the food? Am I getting it from the environment? Am I getting it from just the stress? I mean, stress today, our culture here, I don't know. I almost want to say we praise the work, and not ever have a break. We, you know, you go to other countries and they force them to have a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They force them to day of rest, a Sabbath, whatever day that it looks like for you. We pride on ourselves that, oh no, I'm putting in 120 hours and
right.
blah, blah, blah. And you're burning it. You're burning everything out. You're destroying. And then you are no good for
right.
yourself or anybody else.
So what do you find are some of the actual root causes behind some of the people? We definitely know there's some of that stress
mm-hmm.
and there's some of that mindset in there. But what are some of the other things that you discover as some of those root causes? Like, if someone was here listening, what would they want to, like, pay attention to? Like, what should they, when they go to somebody for help, or whether they come to you or someone else, like, what should they be paying attention to? What are the true root causes that you have found so far with hormones?
And this is where I say, you know you. You know what that version is. You know Raquel.
Mm-hmm.
You know also what you want to project to other people. But you know. You know when you can't deal. You know when you're snapping at people. You know when you're not showing up, or you're not proud of that
mm-hmm.
Raquel that showed up, that Megan that showed up. You know. And it's a disappointment to self. I think that one of the things that we also see, and one of the things I started when we talk New Year's resolution, everybody's always like, I want to change my diet. I want to exercise more, and all beautiful things. I'm not discounting them at all. But here's the thing. I always said, I want a balance of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk about it, I say there's three pillars. I say it's your mental, mental / emotional, your physical, and it's your spiritual. And I know my own self. One of my stumbling blocks was, you know, I was focused on this, But I was doing it by my own strength. Mm-hmm. Not the one who created me, not the one who has all the answers, not the one who already knows. And I feel like when you start recognizing and when you start getting back, like, what was it about me that I liked? Mm-hmm. How can I show up? And if you're just driving through, you're not going to probably like that person that's showing up. It's not the version you want to see of yourself, and it's not the version you want other people to see
of
them.
It's like it's learning how to surrender.
Yes,
100%. And just letting it go. With that song by Elsa, Let It Go.
Yeah, the cartoons have some really good ones.
Right, and right. So, I'm not going to sing on TV here. I'm not that kind of talented. But definitely letting it go, surrendering, and just handing over the reins to somebody else. I mean, the universe, God, the source, whatever you happen to believe in, giving this the reins over and just being like, I let go. I'm just going to allow life to happen. You know, how can you be of service? How can you help somebody?
And so many people, again, we get into this, that imposter syndrome. We've talked about it. You feel like an imposter. You feel like you're not qualified. You feel like, why me? What do I have? Like, what is it that, like, this person's so much better, smarter, whatever. You fill in the blanks. Like I said, we are our own worst critics. And so when you finally start saying, like, I feel like we talk ourselves out of our dreams. You know, you have this amazing dream and then it's like, oh, I don't deserve it.
Right.
Why do I have it? Like, what did I screwed this up. I don't deserve it. We would never do that to someone else. We're cheering them on. But we do it to ourselves.
Right.
And I think one of my breakthroughs, great with your name of your
show. Yeah, absolutely.
But one of my breakthroughs really came when I was like, Lord, I give each day to you. You created me. You created me for a purpose, not the purpose that Megan thought was supposed to be. Because Megan always thought that it was going to be a doctor and helping people. And I'm not saying that that's not. Mm-hmm. But what do you want me to do? How can I align to you? And I feel like, because here's the thing. We can't do it on our own.
No.
We are never meant to be done on our own. And if you have that Holy Spirit in you, well, and having him lead, it takes away all the pressure on you, and you know, get out of my way because I'm going to mess it up. I am going to mess it up. You do not want to follow me. But if you're following from him who wants the best from us, and then all of a sudden, all the pieces come into place and they become so much easier.
So I have one last quick question. So you're talking about like getting in touch with God or just learning to listen.
Mm-hmm.
What are like maybe like one or two, three steps, things that you did or things that they can do to really get in touch with themselves to find out what they need to do and to learn to listen? And how do they know they're listening right?
Slow down. As I speak in a mile a minute, you know how great I am at this. Slow down. And this is key that I wish everybody hears. Give yourself permission. I feel as high achievers and people in leadership, we feel like we have to get it all together. We are okay with everybody else making mistakes, everybody else not getting it right on the first thing. But for whatever reason, when it's ourselves, we don't give ourselves that same grace. It's giving yourself permission, and it's truly slowing down. It's truly saying, okay, I might have a mile long list, but this is all I'm able to accomplish. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I was meant today. It will be there tomorrow. And as a high achieving person, so hard to accept for ourselves.
Yes. And this is such an important reminder. Mm-hmm. This conversation is so amazing. And we're really diving into that deep stress part of it. Because honestly, stress is one of the biggest killers of our system, our body. It's the major destroyer of all of our organ systems. I mean, it's the true underlying hidden root cause of everything. So the body is always communicating what it needs, and we need to stop, learn, listen, check in, and find out what it truly needs to be supported, and then just allow that to come back into you. So when we come back, I want to shift into the emotional side of burnout, because so many high performers are silently carrying that pressure, perfectionism, and emotional exhaustion while convincing themselves they just need to work harder. We'll be right back with more insights to help you break through barriers and move forward with confidence. And we're back. I'm Dr. Raquel, and this is Be the Breakthrough Edge on Now Media Television. Let's continue. Welcome back to Be the Breakthrough Edge. I'm Dr. Raquel, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Megan Parks about what happens when high performers spend years prioritizing productivity while quietly abandoning themselves emotionally, mentally, and physically. Because burnout is not just physical, it's emotional, it's mental, it's relational.
And eventually the body begins reflecting the emotional pressure people have been carrying for years. Dr. Megan, what emotional patterns do you see repeatedly in people experiencing burnout?
It's going to show up differently with everybody. So this might be from snapping, whether it's at home, at the workplace, you're not your best version with everybody else. Again, out on picture, I'm good. But when I'm behind the scenes, I'm not showing up. Mm-hmm. Another thing I find, myself included, it was almost like a badge of honor that I knew if I was sick or at the end, I would just sleep. Like, I mean, my body was like, girl, you're going to sleep for 18 hours. You're going to wake up and you're going to sleep for another 12. And it's because it's affecting our immune system. We're constantly running till our body literally knocks us down, makes us sick. Yep. So, and again, we're just snappy. We're biting. We're fatigued. We're getting angry and we're not even understanding why, and it's actually right. ticking us off because right. we've always been the person that has to have all the answers. So, and it's like, and really not even knowing how to control yourself.
Oh, absolutely. So why do high performers struggle to slow down and ask for help?
We kind of hit upon that earlier on. One, sometimes we're just literally told there's nothing wrong. And so then it's like, oh gosh, are these people thinking that I'm crazy? Are these people thinking that it's a me thing? Is it a me thing? Mm-hmm. Am I going to be judged? We have the fear of being judged in front of our peers. We have the fear of looking weak. We have the fear of all of that going through our minds. And then also, when you're a high achiever, and most of my people who aren't going to be in leadership, you are going to be. We are taught, okay, you get things done. You become a leader because guess what? I can trust Raquel to do what she's supposed to. She's going to get this stuff done. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give Raquel more. And you know, and then right? and then we feel guilty delegating, even though we're doing 9 different jobs and then and not doing any of them very well, right? Let's be honest. Right? And so we just constantly think, gosh, this is because everything's fine. Everything's normal. This must be a me thing. I just need to keep working harder. I just need to, or we said we saw the social media roles, our culture today
right.
of everything people are doing, but we don't see the behind scenes of the fights going on, the irritability, the exhaustion, the, you know, we just see the filters and that we're just like, well, they did this, I need to do it too. It's a me thing. I must not be good enough. And mm-hmm. I think that that's where we start getting all of these symptoms coming into play.
Exactly. So how does emotional stress begin affecting the physical wellness over time?
So when we talk emotions, so there's two parts that I kind of want to go with this. Mm-hmm. So emotional, I think when you're being attacked, think mm-hmm. when you're sad or just hurt or upset, it does show that it's going to lower your resistance to stress. It's going to lower your immune system. And so we're coming into now, like, my thoughts and my emotions, they become so wearing and exhausting that physically they start showing up. Like mm-hmm. I said, it made me go to sleep. But when we go, and this is going to be really sciencey, guys, but when we go into, like, the neurology of the whole matter, where you're looking at in the brain, the limbic system deals with emotion. Mm-hmm. The interesting part is the limbic system also deals with pain. Mm. So an aha moment, sometimes pain is emotional. Mm-hmm. And think, when I'm stressed, when I'm maybe my kid's sick, maybe things that are out of our control, we're control freaks when it comes to, like, the leadership, because again, we have to do everything and more, and apparently my way is better and usually 20 ideas and only one's good. But when we finally get to that point, it just, again, it's the release of I burnt myself out this whole amount of time. And I'm registering it. My body's actually registering it in the limbic part and these emotions that now I'm exhausted, I'm hurting, I'm physically mm-hmm. spent, and I do not have anything else to give anybody else, including myself.
So what would you say to the person that's experienced this? Like, what is, like, maybe one good thing for them to start doing to start shifting that?
I believe a lot in awareness. I believe a lot in being real. Mm. I said from what I want from my patients, from what I want for myself, you have to start taking responsibility because you're either always going to either be the victim mm-hmm. or you are going to be empowered in that moment and that opportunity and looking as an opportunity to go in here. I know I'm going to fail. I know I'm going to be super proud of myself. And the next thing, how did I just mess that up again?
Exactly.
And it happens to every single one of us. So it's
doing that reframe.
Yes, reframe. And it becomes a, like, again, I feel like we want everybody to see how perfect we are, and we don't want people to see the real me. We don't want to mm-hmm. see people like, what are they? Are they judging me? Are they doing this? But really, that is so freeing when you finally hear, oh my gosh, I'm not the only one, and we aren't the only one. But by keeping it silent, mm-hmm. we are burning ourselves out, and we are never going to, one, take responsibility to move forward. I heard it once, this was a really good thing where it talked about, it was a husband, it was kind of like a marriage type of a thing or a relationship type of a thing. And it talked about the crazy cycle. So,
ooh, yeah. That sounds interesting.
It was fantastic. But it always says that men need respect. Women need to feel loved. And so when a woman doesn't feel loving, she's not going to be respectful to the man. Mm. And if the man doesn't feel respected, he's not going to be loving towards the woman.
That makes sense.
So you're constantly having this crazy cycle, and nobody's willing to break off. And here's the thing. It comes down to just releasing control and admitting where you may be the problem. Because let's face it, even if... And this isn't the case, but even in your mind, if you think that it was 99% their fault, mm-hmm. but 1% is yours,
you need to own it.
Yes. And you can't control their response, mm-hmm. but you sure can control yours. And that becomes very liberating when you say, what am I doing? Recognizing the awareness, where am I? And instead of just saying, oh no, I got to have it all good on paper, you're never able to fix the problem, and mm-hmm. you're always going to be stuck in that crazy cycle.
Well, I think this goes, because I mean, like, you're talking about that from like a relationship, the man-woman kind of thing, but mm-hmm. inside ourselves, we have the feminine and the masculine type energy. So mm-hmm. at the same time, we want to be loving and respectful of ourselves. So it's about having the same conversation and the same dynamic within ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And again, and now we're talking, and leaders, it's not just my females that I'm talking mm-hmm. to, it's the males, obviously. But when we talk leaders, you know, for so long, we were very male dominated. And now, again, females were at home with the kids, and now they're showing up in the workplace and getting into that position of leadership. And the problem is we're more sensitive to insulin, we're more sensitive to stress, we're mm-hmm. more sensitive to all of that stuff. But we still act like we have to show up as one of the boys. But our beauty comes from the understanding, the empathy, the hormonal thing, the understanding.
The feminine side.
Correct. But we feel like, okay, we're in a man's world. Now we have to be a man.
But we need to own our power.
Absolutely. We are, quit being someone else when you are the only you out there.
Right. And this kind of comes back to a conversation we were talking about earlier about people pleasing.
Yes.
We spend so much time people pleasing when in reality, just being your authentic self is like what people actually truly want from you anyways, is just being who you really are, because they don't want you to pretend to be somebody just to make them happy.
And let's be honest, when we are pleasing everybody, we're really pleasing nobody.
Yes.
And so it's like, what are we doing? We're doing the exact opposite. Again, definition of insanity. We think, we in our minds say, this is how I should show up. This is how I should do. And in the end, we're not pleasing ourselves. We're not pleasing them. And we're not a likable us, because we are not being us.
Right.
So
what would be some actionable steps that our viewers can learn to do to rebuild a healthier relationship with themselves?
Again, I'm going to go back to the self-awareness, the giving yourself permission too. Mm-hmm. We don't have to get it all together. You would never expect, you would never, you know, reprimand someone for making a mistake. That's how we learn. Why do we expect any different from ourselves?
Very true.
Why do we, it's that giving permission and also accepting, because I feel like we ourselves, most people get to that, I don't feel worthy. Mm. I don't feel like I have all the stuff to make this. So they so much want to have the end, But here's the thing, there's a beautiful process along the way of learning and growing and finding that self. But we expect the end to be from the beginning. And it doesn't happen that way. It's a work in progress. And it's going to be liberating to not only yourself, but to others when you finally give yourself permission.
Right.
You know, I even told myself, like, okay, I would talk myself out of things. I was, you know, I always said, what's my next? What's my next? And it was, I found myself.
That to-do list kind
yes,
of thing? Like,
yes.
We're always doing this to-do list. And you know what you need to do with the to-do list? Rip it up and then go with
100%.
And what feels right,
and
maybe?
Absolutely. And again, recognizing that, slowing down. But we don't slow down. We just keep pushing. We keep saying it's not enough. We keep doing stuff and we're repeating the same cycles over and over again. I remember for myself, I was like, you know, Megan, what are you doing? And one time, I always say, like, one of my things that I don't usually have or didn't think I had was a fear. I'm not usually afraid of different things. I'm very much a go in there, do mm-hmm. live life to the fullest and stuff mm-hmm. like that. However, one time I was like, again, I was in a space of what next? What next? What next? And is this it? Is this where I'm supposed to be? Because I didn't feel content. I didn't like the version of me I was seeing. And I remember having that conversation of, you don't trust yourself. And it's like, here's the thing. It's not by us. It's by the higher power living in us and leading mm-hmm. us that, you know what? I can't do anything on my own.
Yes.
I can do everything from He who lives inside me. And I think recognizing that, becoming aware, taking ownership rather than being a victim, and giving yourself permission.
Oh, I love that. So what I appreciate about this conversation is, one, it's going to remind us that we're not broken. But again, you're learning how to take care of your body and learning how stress is actually at the root of things. But you're also learning how to surrender and get back in touch with yourself. And those are some of the hugest things if you really want to heal and have that clarity and the resilience in your body, is truly getting back in touch with who and what you need to be and how to live on purpose and with alignment and with clarity. So when we come back, we are going to be going over the survival mode into sustainable healing, clarity, resilience, and aligned living. We'll be right back with more insights to help you break through barriers and move forward with confidence. And we're back. I'm Dr. Raquel, and this is Be the Breakthrough Edge on Now Media Television. Let's continue. Welcome back to Be the Breakthrough Edge. And stay connected to this show and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move? Catch the podcast version at www.nowmedia.tv. I'm closing today's conversation with Dr. Megan Parks, and what I hope viewers are beginning to realize is this. You are not meant to spend your life surviving in exhaustion. Healing is possible. And clarity is possible. And sustainable wellness becomes possible when people finally begin listening to themselves instead of constantly overriding every signal their body has been sending. So, Dr. Megan, what does sustainable wellness actually look like in real life?
It's got to be something that you can consistently do. I feel like a lot of us, and especially into the leadership realm, I feel like we have our checklist. This or an expectation that's very unrealistic. As I said, we wouldn't expect it from someone else. Why are we expecting it from ourselves? And I think it comes down to just truly understanding and saying, what is going on? And maybe I need help, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's not maybe, you do need help.
And
so,
well, and it's okay to ask for help.
Yes.
It's okay. Like, people have this connotation around, like, they just can't ask for help and help is bad. And it's okay to actually say, I need help, and it's okay to be supported.
And honestly, I feel, you've got to have seen this before, when you finally do and ask them, like, you have so many people who are said, I just would have always wanted to help you, I just didn't think you needed it, or I didn't think you wanted it, or I didn't think, and I tell people this, like, there's times when we get so focused on being self-sustaining and being in control and having it all together that, here's the thing, you're taking someone else's blessing away. Because let's be honest, when we show up as a leader, when we have our best, is when we're giving and building into others, when we are serving other people. So when you say, I got this all on my own, I don't need to, I have to keep doing this, you are robbing someone else of their blessing.
But you're also closing yourself off at the exact same time.
Absolutely. And I feel like most of us leaders, we feel like we're on an island. You know, you can't complain to your staff. You can't like do this to this, and nor should you. You know, we shouldn't have, but at the same time, we need to have that person that we can. We need to have that community. And we also need to realize you're not the only one going through this, because unfortunately, again, we see the highlight reels and we feel like this person has it together. Yep. This person's being successful. And we're labeling a success that wasn't even what would be success for us. That definition is totally different from each and every one of us.
I totally agree, because just as a leader, a lot of times we feel very alone and that we're on this journey by ourselves, because when you're the leader and you got people underneath, you can't just go and emotionally open up to people as much as you would really like to get on that level and be a part of everything. You just have a whole different like persona of who you have to be, because you can't always connect that way. So that's very difficult. And I love that you said you need to find your own tribe.
Yes, yes.
So that you have that congruency where you have those people to support you and you have those people to talk with. So you don't feel so alone, right?
100%. It's building that accountability. It's getting those like-minded people, those people who are growing and have the same values that you do, but are able to do this in a way that you're not feeling judged. Because again, I feel like we're fear of being judged, fear of being disliked as a people pleaser, fear of or not having it together, or fear of imposter syndrome. Fill in the blank on the fear. And once you say, hey, I don't have it all together, not only are you surrendering and giving yourself complete peace at that point and getting that peace that you've so longed for, you're actually giving someone else permission too. And you're giving someone else that great ability to help you and be that person, and you're enriching their lives. But when we say that it's only ours, you know, you've made the good point. As a leader, a lot of us feel alone. Mm-hmm. And so many times it's alone at the top and everything like that. But here's the thing, who made that? Mm-hmm. We created our own demons. We created our own stumbling blocks. And we also created this fake, imaginary thing that never was, and it was never meant to do alone. So why are we doing that? And it's just this vicious cycle. So it's coming into the realization and giving, again, I like saying giving yourself permission, giving yourself awareness, because if you're not aware of you need help, you probably need help at that point. So.
Well, and a lot of times leaders are perfectionists, right?
100%. So, I feel judged right now.
Okay, I'm right there with you, Chica. So how can people stop chasing perfection and actually focus on consistency instead?
I think that's coming down to defining your purpose. I think it comes down to clarity. I think it comes down to slowing down, because if you're never slowing down, you're just constantly going on to the next thing and you're never getting self-awareness. I believe women as leaders, the beauty is we are very intuitive, and I love that about my women leaders. The issue though is, again, we don't give us ourselves that time. We don't give ourselves, we got to keep going more. We got to keep putting more. We can't, and then we're burning ourselves out during that process.
Yeah, I almost feel like sometimes we push down the feminine parts of us and only allow the masculine part, the part that has to keep going and pushing. And then we become out of balance with our yin yang, with our male, female, with everything kind of happening. And it becomes a juggling act and you're throwing all these balls in the air and they start falling and you're like, whoa, what do I do now? So what would you say to someone who's got all these balls in the air and they don't have a clue what to do? I mean, how do you learn to delegate? How do you learn to say no? How do you learn to say yes? How do you learn that?
That's where I will tell you, slow down. Give yourself permission. Slow down. You want to be an effective leader. It's not pushing more. It's not just keep going through. It is slowing down, taking that moment, self-development. You want to be the best you? Develop yourself. Invest in yourself, because if you're not investing in yourself and you're coming out depleted, that energy is not helping anybody else and it's draining you. You need to build into you. Self-care is not selfish. Self-care is exactly what you need to do. And when you have those moments of quiet time, those what is my purpose? Not what I have in my head of what that should look like. What is my purpose? And that full surrender, the clarity becomes, and now things become easier. Mm-hmm. Things like, you're like, how am I even doing this? I'm doing less, but I'm doing more.
Yes.
Not doing more, I'm getting more accomplished.
Yes.
Because I'm taking that rest. I'm building into myself. You know,
it's what major athletes do, right?
Yes.
They have to recover. If they don't, they burn their bodies out. And as a business person, we have to realize when we're going, we got to hit that recovery time.
Yes.
It is necessary to recover.
Absolutely. And that's where we go again on, you know, we wouldn't expect this from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like common sense. Yeah, you have to take a rest day. But we feel guilty about taking a rest day.
Right.
We feel guilty about going on vacation.
Yeah.
We feel guilty about, and it's like, you're human, you know, like,
right?
I mean,
and we're having a human experience.
Exactly. Heaven forbid that you're real, you know, and
right.
I think we take the, I have to have this image and what I have in my mind versus we're real. We're all real people. You know, we
right.
all have real problems and we all most of the time can say we're the issue. You know,
right.
It's taking that ownership and giving yourself permission to slow down and say, what is the best version of me? What I like me, I used to like me, I'm not liking me right now. How do I get back to the point that I like me? Because if I like me, others around me, I can build them up. But if
right.
I can't build my own self up, I am not good at anybody else.
Yes. So you talked about leaders need to kind of, try to think of the correct word for this, but leaders are readers.
Yes.
And leaders need to build themselves up by actually learning more so that they can become that better leader so that we actually build that leadership on the inside out. I mean, that's the same thing with healing. It's all about healing from the inside out, right? So for leadership and for like educating yourself, and this is a part of that self-help, that recovery time, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of books, like who are some of your favorite people to read? I mean, because we're both readers.
Yes.
And everyone on here is probably a reader and they want to know like,
yes.
what's the next best book? What's your favorite book? Like what are some of the, not even favorite, but what are some of your favorite authors or what books and what have they made the most impact on you?
I was just going to say, there's not one specific book.
No. There's so many.
Oh, 100%. I would say my people that I admire and respect and I go to and I love and I feel like mm-hmm. it really fills me up and aligns with what kind of leader, how mm-hmm. I want to show up, not even in whether it be work, but even in personally. Mm-hmm. I love John Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
John Maxwell on leadership, he jokes around, the hardest part of leadership is leading himself. And isn't that the truth?
Right?
But
right?
John Maxwell is phenomenal. I adore John Maxwell. Simon Sinek, you
oh,
know,
God, yes.
and being
the power of why, right?
Yeah, 100%. And also,
and it's your favorite thing, why?
It is my favorite thing. Sorry, mom and dad. But yes, when you look at Simon Sinek, he says sometimes the problem's you,
yeah.
and it's really taking that ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of like, there's a common denominator in here, it is you. I like him. I like Tony
yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Other podcast people that I will listen to, or other. Even in the Christian realm, I love John Bevere. I love Philip Anthony Michael from 2819 Church. Like, I like the real. I like not what people, like, I don't want to be told what you think I want to hear. I want to be told what I should hear and need to hear.
That's the authentic part, not the people pleasing.
Correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. And that's where you're going to find as a leader where you thrive in when you stop living for other people and fearing other people and fearing your higher power and what your whole purpose is, because then you're going to get so much gratification on the purpose you were meant to be and do. But those are some of my favorite. I know we've talked about you're very much into like the emotional and all of that. And I absolutely love it. But you have to start your day. Where is your mindset? Are you starting in a reactive or are you starting into gratitude? We have so much to be grateful for. So I like to even listen to like Bible truths. I like listening to different things and I set my morning with God rather than just set my morning on what Megan's gonna accomplish because she's gonna botch it up.
Well, awesome. Dr. Megan, would you kindly let us know like how they can reach out and get a hold of you and how the best way to connect with you? I mean, you've dropped some amazing mic dropping bombs around here. So I'm sure they want to know more about you.
So one of the best ways I would tell people is you can email me. It's drdr.megan@integratedmedicalgrp.com. put in the headline, help Now Media. You can also watch me. I am also on Now Media with A Line to Lead, and you can follow me on that. But again, I would say email me and put that help sign in there, or help needed. And I would love to connect with you. As I say, there is someone for everybody. There are so many amazing leaders. And my prayer is I attract people in who are like me, and I can help and build into them as well.
Well, Dr. Megan, thank you for bringing both your expertise and your heart to this conversation. What I'm taking away from today's episode is that breakthrough is not always one dramatic moment. Sometimes breakthrough begins when people stop ignoring themselves. Today, we explored burnout, nervous system overload, emotional exhaustion, functional healing, and what it means to move beyond a survival mode into a healthier, more aligned life. To everyone watching, I want you to remember this. Limitation is not the end of the story. Healing, clarity, resilience, and transformation become possible when we are willing to slow down, listen differently, and take the next right step. I'm Dr. Raquel, and this is Be the Breakthrough Edge. Don't wait for the breakthrough, become the breakthrough.